Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
They've introduced a total ban on smoking outdoors in Milan City. And if you're caught lighting up on the city streets, you could face a fine of up to about 240 quid. I thought it was, you know, an interesting initiative for sure. There's no doubt about that. I'm curious, though, what do you think about it? Particularly if you're a smoker, and would you like to see something similar brought in here in Ireland? Nuala Goodman is an Irish artist who divides her time between Dublin and Milan. Is it a good move by the Italians, Nuala?
I don't think so, no. And I don't think it's been thought through properly because, you know, if people want to smoke, they will. Apologies for a bit of background noise. I'm on the bus. If people want to smoke, they will. So if they can't smoke outdoors, they're going to smoke indoors.
Where do you go?
And that's much worse because it affects non-smokers and it just, you know, it makes the environment smelly and stale. You probably, I don't know, probably some people will remember back in the day when you'd go to a pub and everybody was smoking and the next day your clothes would stink. So that's going backwards. And the other point is that, you know, I mean, I've been to Singapore and it's an awful place because you feel as if you're being surveyed all the time. So I wouldn't like to think that we're heading in that direction.
Are you a smoker yourself, Nuala?
No, I'm not. But I've two of my children smoke. And they do, all them and their friends smoke in the house, and I really hate it.
Yeah. Do you know, you know this better than I, if you're living a couple of months of the year in Milan. They seem to be fairly progressive with regards to this. Like, over the past number of decades, they've have introduced at various different levels bans on where people can smoke. Now it's been extended to outdoor areas. But what is the mood in Italy to this?
Italians are very good at finding ways of avoiding laws that they don't like. So, you know, I don't think it's going to make people smoke less, to be honest. I mean, it seems to me like an awful lot of young people smoke.
In Italy.
Italian and and in Milan, a lot of young people I know smoke, both Italian and non-Italian people who live there.
Okay. Go on ahead, Nuala.
No, that's all. That's my take on it.
Yeah. What about you, Tina? Do you think it's a good move?
Well, it's a move I'd love to see personally.
Here in
I
Ireland.
I don't smoke. My parents have smoked. I hate walking down the street and inhaling somebody's cigarette smoke as I'm passing. It inevitably ends up inside. If you're sitting inside, every time the door opens, it just draws it in. If I go anywhere, I ask that my room is nowhere near the front of the pub or the beer garden because the smoke just gets in. I absolutely hate it. The one concern I would have is that if parents smoked indoors with their children, I think that needs to be expressly banned as well. I think anyone who smokes in a room with a non-smoking person is extremely selfish. And I would have no compunction in telling them to please go somewhere else with your cigarette. I don't want to inhale it. My husband's parents both died from smoking-related illnesses. I think if kids don't see it and if it's not cool, then they won't start. Mm. Yeah, why are so many young people smoking? Bad example.
So you think we should have something like this here in Ireland?
I do. Yeah. Certainly in concentrated city areas or areas of high population. But equally as well, it needs to be made illegal, expressly illegal, anywhere around children.
Because like,
I had to suffer journeys in cars when I was a child and I had travel sickness and cigarettes. Can you imagine what that's like for a child?
Like, I would think most people, I mean, I would have thought, I don't know, but I would have thought most people wouldn't smoke around children.
I think addiction makes people very selfish. And I work in a library and I see, smell kids coming in all the time with cigarette smoke off, smell off them.
Yeah.
You know, and you usually find those children have asthma as well.
Right. So you think we need something a little bit more radical like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
What about you, Greg?
Yeah. Hi, Andrea. Hi. Happy New Year to
you.
I had a chuckle at Nuala's comment there that Italians are very good at avoiding laws they don't like. I wonder, are we in the same bracket? But I disagree with it. The ban, why? Because it's impractical, to be honest. And I think Nuala made that point. Is that people have a right to avoid other people's smoke, as passive smoke.
Yeah.
But really. Where I think it comes into play, unless tobacco is actually made illegal, then an outdoor ban is not really practical or fair. Now, I know in some countries, for instance, smoking outdoors is banned in an area where people can't avoid being, like a bus stop. You can't smoke in some European countries if you're within 5 metres of a bus stop. You shouldn't be allowed smoke, let's say, within a distance, say it's 5 metres or something, of an entrance to a hospital or a public building or whatever. And so that type of thing is fine. But remember, most cigarette smokers are addicted. Athena said addiction there very briefly. But these people can't avoid smoking. So what are you doing?
So where do
you
go?
Are you banning smokers from visiting Milan as tourists?
Well, the interesting thing is, I had a look at this morning. Apparently, your 20 pack of cigarettes in Milan will cost you about €6. So, like, they're already three times higher here in Ireland anyway. If that's supposed to be, you know, a deterrent, and then you look at the numbers that are smoking, they reckon about 19% of Italians smoke, according to the latest figures there. But here in Ireland, we have the smoking ban. You can't smoke indoors. You go outdoors. You have your area often separate maybe to where people might be eating or drinking if it's outside a pub or a restaurant or a hotel. But I wonder, should we have something a little bit stronger? Now, I don't necessarily think if a £240 fine for smoking in Grafton Street, because where are you supposed to go? But like, I would imagine outside public places you could possibly introduce it.
Yeah, well, I'd actually include Grafton Street in my sort of partial ban. Because if you're on a pedestrianised street where, there's hundreds of people around you, they can't avoid your passive smoke. So go to William Street, South William Street or somewhere, and light up. I do respect people's right, like Tina is expressing, to avoid passive smoking. But the outright ban is just... it's too extreme.
Well, there's another and listener that, here tells me that they think an outright ban is actually best, and they're an ex-smoker, apparently. We all want to quit, so I think the outright ban is the way to go. Another listener, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I'm a non-smoker. I think this is totally ridiculous. If people want to smoke, let them. I think the police have a lot more to be worrying about than writing tickets or penalties for somebody who's smoking on the street. Hugo is with us. Hugo, I believe you're in Milan also, originally from Dublin.
I'm in Milan. I've been listening to the comments. So I think it's more a public relations exercise than anything else, because a lot of bylaws have been passed in Milan that have never been enforced. Several years ago, cigarette butt kind of littering was going to be fined with a €300 fine. I've never heard of anybody being fined in the places littered with cigarette butts.
Right.
And another thing as well about smoking, if you think of only of the smoke, vaping hasn't been banned.
Well, that's the interesting thing about this. It doesn't extend to e-cigarettes at all.
No, exactly. And most of the irritation that comes if you're sitting outside a cafe for a cup of coffee or something like that, where most people would smoke, because very few people smoke and walk at the same time. I mean, and the kind of person who would like a cigarette likes a coffee and a cigarette in Italy. That's the way it's done. So you go to the bar, get your coffee, sit outside, light up. Now, those people are going to be really, really irritated. And I can't imagine the number of the local police officers wandering around, Milan, looking for people who smoke at sidewalk cafes. So I don't think it's an enforceable thing. It's more to do with how people respect other people's spaces. You know, there was an introduction of a law as well in, I think, 21 or 20, smoking was banned at bus stops. People still smoke at bus stops.
I mean, so they're not very strict, are they not, Hugo, in terms of enforcing these?
No, not really. So I really think it's more to do with, we've banned smoking, but, you know, it's like a lot of things. It's more to do with how people behave rather than the laws that exist in
Ireland. Well, that's the thing. I wonder, you know, maybe it's more the tourists who might be deterred then. You know, if you think an Irish tourist goes over to Milan and, I don't know, will they have signs up telling people about this?
It's the kind of people who actually smoke or people who take a break from work, or, you know, they might be out shopping or something and sit down for a cigarette and a coffee, because the number of people who smoke is probably the same in Ireland as it is in Italy, you know, maybe 20% or something like that. It used to be far more, obviously. And people took to the ban on inside, the fact that you couldn't smoke inside restaurants and bars. They took that pretty easily. I mean, that would take, because that's kind of a given, because you're sitting close to people. But a lot of the time, you have to be told. I mean, the first thing I do when I sit at an outside bar is to move the ashtray away.
Yeah.
Maybe if they didn't have ashtray. I mean, I remember being in Germany when the ban was already enforced there and being quite disgusted that you could still smoke in Germany inside. But luckily, that's changed as well. So I don't think it's an enforceable piece of legislation, a bylaw at all.
Are they talking about it much in Milan at the moment? Is there much reaction
really
to it?
I mean, they've done a few vox pops about it, but I haven't really been out because it's only the 2nd of January. I'm a pensioner, and so I haven't been wandering around. It's a bit cold today. So I'll see if catches my. This is an area where you have a lot of kind of people who take a break for a cigarette. I'll see what's happening.
See what they're up to.
listener
here tells me, you know, from what people say, the stench of cannabis is rife around the areas of Dublin. This is always illegal, but it's not enforced. You know, what about perhaps a smoking ban? How would they enforce that, or would that be affected by this? I mean, I would have assumed it would be too. Just on on cannabis, another listener, I was recently in a restaurant and the room was filled with the smell of cannabis smoke. When I went out to the toilet, I saw the head chef outside the alleyway smoking a joint beside an open window, and the smoke was pouring in. I didn't make a complaint, but I'm never going to go back there again. I won't name the restaurant, actually, but Kathleen's with us. Kathleen's in Sligo. Are you in favour of this ban in Milan, Kathleen?
Well, I suppose I'll leave the Italians to decide that for themselves, but if it was a European ban, then it might make sense for all of us. But personally, myself, I don't think it's enforceable in Ireland. I do think smoking is horrendous. I was delighted when Ireland brought that law in, that there was no smoking inside in public places. We still have that problem around hospitals where there is a blue line and people are supposed to travel outside it, but they smoke inside the door. You have people going for surgeries who are smokers and whose lives are changed and saved, and then they go back out and they smoke again. So there's an awful lot to be looked at, really, if we were thinking about it. And personally, if we were to ban it, I wouldn't ban it in public places like parks and areas where you're going walking.
Yeah.
But in
the big open wide areas.
Exactly. But anywhere you congregate or you sit or you meet with people, I would certainly say no smoking there. And I think maybe we should put up more signs to respect people's views on that.
What about to Greg's suggestion, Kathleen, you know, about pedestrianised streets?
I think that would cause a problem if you decided to do it on Grafton Street. What about the rest of the streets? You'd have them all up in arms. And then, you know, that's not a civic spirit, is it? I just don't think that would work.
Yeah.
But there is an increase in the number of people smoking. I know someone that did some market research recently and they were shocked at the number of people that were smoking of all ages. Like as if since COVID, people have gone back to smoking who'd given it up. I guess that's another problem. Mm. You know, people feel more isolated.
And the vaping smoke, does that bother you?
I would like to see that banned completely anywhere.
Right.
Completely banned.
Yeah.
I think too many young people are smoking, using that, and they may go on to smoke cigarettes eventually.
Dan has got in touch. He says, you know, I hope that smoking and a vaping ban would be included to include outdoor restaurants, the outdoor areas of restaurants and pubs, hotels and too at bus stops. The sooner the better, says Dan. I think having a smoking ban outside is absolutely ludicrous, says this listener. I've never smoked myself, but I'd rather see a person smoking outside than, you know, a drug addict shooting up on the side of the road. I think we've bigger problems than talking about this. What about you, Tom? Tom Gleeson is, Tom's actually from the new Nicotine Alliance Ireland. Will it be an effective move in Milan, Tom?
Happy New Year.
How are you? Good.
I'll be honest. I don't know what problem they're trying to solve with this. Milan, Italy in general has a huge problem with smoking. Their smoking rate is actually around 24%. Young people buy their cigarettes in tobacconists in Italy.
Mm.
They don't even properly enforce the age restriction, you know. But Milan also has a huge problem with air pollution, to the extent that they have restricted traffic several weeks last year. I don't know how much the Milanese smoke, but I don't think stopping them smoking will solve their air pollution problems.
Well, that seems to be a sort of a side issue, isn't it? A part of the reason as to why they're introducing it.
That's the justification for passing this law, was because of the air pollution. It's pointless. It's useless. If the aim of the thing is to reduce smoking, yeah, I'm all for it. I think it's a great idea. I think the authorities there realize that that's the main reason for it. That's why they haven't included vaping in it. They're hoping that smokers will switch. You know, that would be a step in the right direction.
Do you know, a lot of the texters here getting in contact, it's actually not even about people smoking outdoors. It's the vapings, you know, whatever you want to call it, smoke, or the smell of that, people blowing that in their face. And
fair play to tobacco control in Ireland. They really have over-exaggerated the situation with vaping. If we want to end the scourge that smoking is, and it is a scourge, I mean, we have, what they say, half of the people who smoke will die from a smoking-related illness. If we want to stop that, you have to give people an alternative source of nicotine. That's the only way to reduce smoking. Sweden is now 5.7, just checking it on the laptop. Yeah, 5.7% smoking in the population, but they have snus. New Zealand is down to 6.8% smoking. They've promoted vaping. Here in Ireland, we set our face against vaping. And we're happily stuck at 19% smoking rate, you know?
The rate in Ireland. Yeah, the figures I was looking at for Italy...
I don't think their heart is in it.
In terms of promoting, as an encouragement to get people off fags.
Yeah, I don't think they really want that to happen.
You know,
I think they've decided that, you know, you quit or you die.
Is it because there's unknowns for people around vaping? Is that why?
I think it's the misinformation. The HSE has been dreadful at informing people of how much less risky vaping is. Absolutely dreadful. They've done everything they can to create the impression that it's equally as dangerous.
But is there not? But is there's similarities to a certain extent, though.
Is there? What similarities? I'd love to know them.
No, but I'm like, is that not why that people are concerned about them? And then we look at the number of suppose younger people.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it does look like smoking. Yeah, from a distance. But I mean, drinking a glass of water looks pretty much like you have a severe alcoholism issue with gin.
It's not something that we look.
It's better. That's people's objective.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't want to see something like this in Ireland.
I don't think it would make any difference. I don't think it would affect the smoking rate. I think it would if they exempted vaping. And it is interesting that our new Tobacco 21 law doesn't cover vaping. E-cigarettes
will
still be
is.
Available for sale to people over 18. But it's actually from this month.
That comes in.
You'll have to be over 21.
Dexter here says, I feel this is going to be the end of social interaction if we ban smoking outside. Smoking is part of social culture as well. People have always smoked. Another listener, if you're inhaling somebody else's smoke, you're also inhaling anything else that is in their lungs too. People exhale more forcibly when they're smoking, when they're walking and talking. I think it could spread flu and respiratory infections. I don't know how factually correct that is, but the views of one listener. To say say the public are in danger from outdoor passive smoke is ridiculous, especially in Galway, where there's a permanent gale force wind blowing in from the Atlantic. The car fumes are much more hazardous, I would think. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. We're talking about these plans in Milan in Italy to bring in the smoking ban for anywhere outdoors. And as I said, €240 fine, up to a £240 fine if you're caught smoking in a public area. Thanks a million to Nuala, Tina, Greg, Hugo, Kathleen, Tom. They're all getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.